It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
We help out people that have been ghosted, and that is exactly what we're going to do right now. Alex, Audrey, let's say hello to Hunter.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, dude.
Hey, Hunter.
How are you?
What's going on, man? Now, we understand you didn't have a good experience with Sophia, and we're going to try to help you get some answers. But first, why don't you tell us the story? Like, how did you guys meet? What happened?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I'll keep it pretty short and sweet. I mean, at this point in my life, I mean, I'm seriously dating, and I've been in a few relationships that I thought would be the one, but obviously they didn't turn out to be the one. So I'm at this point, I'm just like on Hinge scrolling and seeing, you know, who I could find as a good match. Also, because I live outside of the city, so it's kind of hard for me to just meet women all the time, you know.
Oh, I see.
And I don't know. I just like, I met a girl on Hinge, and she seemed perfect for me. She only had green flags. I thought she was just like complete wife material. So, of course, I ask her out. We meet in person. Even better. I'm like, I'm just all into her. She just glowed from the inside out, and she was just such a warm person to be around. I mean, I drove from the outskirts, and honestly, I would have stayed up all night just talking to her, literally. That's how good of a time I had with her. She was completely worth it, and I would just do it 100 times again if she gave me that chance.
Damn,
that
bro.
That's love.
Is this a rom-com? What's
happening?
Bro,
that's too much. I mean, that's beautiful, but it's a lot.
But then here we go. That being said, I don't think she will. I don't think she does want to hang out anymore. She's just not returning any texts. So I guess it's not looking good. I don't know if there was some sort of miscommunication or something I got to clear up.
Audrey, do people like that still?
Audrey's a hopeless romantic.
I mean, is that still
not that hopeless?
I mean, if that dude did that, I mean, it's a little weird to me.
I don't like all the telling me that, you know, he's so into it.
Like,
you know,
he just said, like, future wife material.
Wait, hold on. You're always saying you love it when guys say how into you they are.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, all this, like, wife material, like, I could stay up all night talking to you. Like, I would really run from that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Thank you. I felt weird about hearing it. You just don't hear that anymore, that
no,
type
it's
of love.
Definitely sweet. I just have toxic tendencies.
Oh, wow. Well, let's call Sophia and see if we can figure it out. Hang on, okay?
Mm. All right, thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Sophia. It's Brad Booker, Alex Franco, and Audrey Allen. This is going to be a weird call, but before you say anything else, I want to tell you why we're calling you. We do a morning radio show on Mix 94.7 and a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We help out people that feel like they have been ghosted. That's why we're calling you. We're just mediating the conversation. We're not on anyone's side. The reason we're calling is because a Hunter who is on the phone, he reached out to us and said that you are an amazing woman. and he loved meeting you, loved spending time with you. Said you were way better in person than you were even on the phone. But he said he hadn't heard from you, and he's really confused. So wants to know what he did wrong, and we're just hoping that you'd be willing to talk to us. You got a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's fair.
Okay. So what is it about Hunter that didn't blow your skirt up, as Audrey says?
To be honest, we just have two very different lifestyles and dreams for the future. I mean, I get that there are, you know, two kinds of people in Austin, really. There's the city people, like the tech bros and workout crowd, and then there are the cowboys, the country people. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, on Hinge, you know, you can't separate the two. But I'm definitely more in the first category. I'm very much a city girl. He's full-on country boy. Mm. I mean, he lives way out in the country, too, and everything. But I didn't get that on his profile because mm-hmm. he had, like, one picture of him kind of, like, country vibes. But every other picture was him in, like, bars and doing stuff in the city. So I thought we were more alike than we really were.
What did y'all talk about on the date?
I mean, he talked about how he wanted a traditional wife and wanted to live in the country and have kids and all of that. And he loved hunting and fishing. And he said his dream would be coming home from that to the family with a home-cooked meal. And, like, that's great for him, but I don't want that lifestyle at all. I could never live in the country. I thought I made that pretty clear on the date that I supported him doing that, but it would not be for me or with me.
I see. You know, it just struck me. We're talking about a guy that's too country for her because he likes to hunt and fish, mm-hmm. and his name is Hunter.
Oh, my God. That's perfect. He was born in there. Damn.
Oh, wow. That is crazy. Hunter. See,
that's not bad thing against. It's not, no knock against him, right?
Not at all. Not at all. You're just a country guy. Mm-hmm. She's a city girl. That's it. Not about you.
I couldn't agree more. I am who I am, and she either takes it or leaves it, I guess.
He wants a trad wife.
A what? Who?
A trad wife.
What's
you
that?
Seen that? Oh my God, that's all over TikTok.
What is it?
A traditional wife, but it's getting a really bad rap because they're seeing it as like a woman who's been trapped and kind of isn't really flourishing on her own. She only revolves around a man and a family.
Everything that he's saying and wants.
Hey, you know what? I know that is the trend, the movement right now, but there are some women that want to be a traditional wife.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No. If that's what's for you.
But if you've dated city all your life, then that's definitely not for you. And that's the situation here.
I don't want a traditional wife. I want to be in love and I want a woman to do whatever she wants to do. Right. Mm-hmm. But I'm attracted to those go-getters. You know what I mean? I'm attracted to those career women. I'm attracted to those women that got motivation.
Yeah. Well, he is different from you, though, because he's the country. I, too, have fallen victim to this where I didn't realize that a man was more... Southern.
Trad wife material.
Yeah, than I expected. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.